Talk to you tomorrow. Very, very interesting. So yeah, the hemship of the previous way. The usual itself, listen carefully now. Boy, my name, I'm not from Eretz Yisrael. Many, many thoughts, and this sugya is going to bring us B'shot Tov Matzlachas into the sugya of Bittul Midereisa, how does Bittul work and why does it work? As we're going to see B'Hachomu Gedolah the whole next week, the sugya of Bittul. All the Shittas, the Rashi, the Tosfos, the Ramban, the Ram, the Ben Adovid, the whole Avodah, which has ramifications also all over Shas. Boy, my name, I'm not from Eretz Yisrael. The Maske Barasa Chaver Barba also. Cheskos Abodah, Goyim Cheskos Abodah. Right, we learned in the previous Gemara that the din is that if when the Orlav also comes in, the masker has to do the bedika. That's the din. So a Secher goes in and rents it on the 14th in the morning. The masker was supposed to do the bedika. Could he rely on the fact that the masker did the bedika or not? In fact, the Gemara may not come in. Who cares? The Shaila ask him. The less of the height of the Shula, he's not here. Should you make the Seichel do it? The Gemara is going to explain in the Hemshech of the Gemara, which is the second half of the Gemara, which we're going to see Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. The topic is, could we rely on the fact that the Maske did what he's supposed to do? Is he a Chover? Do people do what they're supposed to do or not? And then that branches into a secondary question, could we rely on the ladies to tell us that the Bedikah was done? But the Gemara is a Shiloh, could I rely on the fact that the Maske did it or not? We'll go slowly now. I want to connect a bunch of things. It's very, very big, great. In this little Gemara, there's a big Yisaitis of Pesachim. We'll start off. Rabbi Nadavid over here has a kasha that I asked you to see. Rabbi Nadavid, that I don't understand. What do you mean? The Seicher came to a Rav and asked, should I rely on the fact Maske did it? What's your business? The Maske was supposed to do it. It's his Chiyav. Either he did or he didn't. That's my problem. As I affected Ben Adov Adakasha. I'm going to go myself. As I affected Ben Adov Adakasha. First name is Vastotzik over here. What do you mean? Who asked the Kasha about it? Who came to the Rav? The circus rented on the morning of the 14th. He rented. He found himself a Dira on the morning of the 14th. The Maske was supposed to do it the night before. Sule Parker, we know. And the circus came to this. What do you mean, sir? It's the Maske's job. The Maske did it. The Maske didn't do it. Who cares? This is his problem. Let him break his head. As I affected Ben Adov Adakasha. Zucker Ben Adov Adakasha, a very reasonable terrace. Ibn Adovid says that Avadah, the Maske is chayav to do it, but we had a whole Gemara where there was a very stark tzad that the Seichel should do it. Let's not forget that. We had a very, very stark tzad that the Seichel should do it. Let's not forget that. Is Avadah, the Maske is chayav to do it? But if the Maske didn't do it, Avadah, the Seichel is chayav to do it. What's the Shaila? I mean, if we would know for sure that the Maske didn't do it, he went off to wherever he went off before, he moved out, he rented it on the thing, he went off before he did it. Is about the Seichel has to do it. Although we had a whole Gemara, we spent 3 days learning the Gemara that is a stark and said the Seichel has to do it. Somebody came along and said, no, it's not the Chiyuv on the Maske. When the Maske doesn't do it, the Seichel has to do it. I said, we don't know it. I asked you today to see Iran. The Iran is in the end of the Gemara. It's in the next piece of Gemara, which is connected to this. The Iran, Rabbi Zeinu taught us that the Iran asked the Kasha. It's a very interesting Zach. And the Iran says a different teretz. A mahal de kazach. I'm going to build on this a tower of nafkaminas, one after the other. The Ran says, the Ran that I asked you to see on the Rif, the Ran is at the end of the Gemara. So after the next two dots, the Gemara asks a Shiloh, what happens if I sell you, I rent you an apartment, Becheskes Bodek, is it a Rekachtos or not? But either way, the Ran over there in the end of this Gemara says, Agav, Amorit Kazakh. He says, what's the whole Gemara about, Bachal? The Maske has to do it, not the Seichel. Like, what's going on over here? Yeah, no, Seichel does it. It's not the Seichel's job, Bachal. Zokter Ran, and as I say in the Chiddush Ran also, Amorit Kamaisa, he says, no, even though it's the Maske's job, but we have a Gemara later on, that Vavam Ad Aleph, the Gemara says that Vavam Ad Aleph, that if a guy has Chemtzoy Shal Nochri in his house, he has a Chometz of a Nochri. By the way, which is equivalent to what we call selling the Chometz to a guy. What do you have to do? Think about it. If a guy has Chometz in his house, he sells it to a guy. So what does he do, by the way? He doesn't do Bidik, he doesn't do beer. What do? You put it in the closet, you put a sticker on it, and it says, Nimker al da'akum, sold to the guy, right? That's the Gemara later on, the Gemara says, that if you have chametz of a guy in your house, you have to make a machitza. Why you have to make a machitza? Shem Yabaloch, they might come to eat it. By the way, that Gemara is not That's interesting. In the topic that we spoke about that day, nobody brings down that Gemara. That Gemara doesn't say you do bedika. That Gemara doesn't say you do beer. That Gemara says that if you have, right, a guy has his if you're noyik to sell chametz, real chametz to a goy, which most of us are not noyik to sell, but if a guy sells his drani, whatever it is, to a goy, so you know, shami avalachli, he has to put it behind the machitza with a sticker, and him call the goy, you have to make a machitza, shami avalachli, you have to make a hecker, the guy should remember, chas v'shalom, not to make a lachayim on Pesach. Yeah. The says the Ran that the mask is chayiv, the circus is not chayiv, but the chometz of the masker in the house is not any less than if a guy had chometz in a guy's house, where you have to put up a mechitza, you have to put up a wall or your tefachim to make a hecker, to make a mechitza. Says the Ran that the Gemara over here is a shaila of what should the soicher do? Should the soicher do? Zok the Ran. Is Yana Gemara? Yana Gemara says that if a guy has chometz of a goy in his house where he's not chayv bedik, he's not chayv beer, you're not allowed it, by the way, it's not yours, it belongs to the guy. But you have to make a machit, you have to make a hecker, the seicher is not any less than that when he has the chamasik's chometz of his house. So I heard from Rav Asher many times, and the Velt is medayik like that, that there's a huge machlekes over here, the Ran or Rabbeinu David, what this Gemara is about. There's a huge machlekes, Ran or Rabbeinu David, what this Gemara is about. This that the Gemara said that could the Seicher rely on the Cheskos Vodik or not, and should the Seicher do or not, according to Rabbeinu David, is the regular din of Bedikas Chometz. It's the regular din of Bedikas Chometz. It's the regular din of Bedikas Chometz. Just given, but normally the Masker has to do it. When the Masker doesn't do it, the Seicher does it. But it's the regular din of Bedikas Chometz, it's regular Takana. The Ran's before is not like that. The Ran says that in a Masker Seicher relationship, the Masker is the one who has to do it, not the Seicher. So what's the need in over here that the Seicher has to do it on the side that the Masker ran off and didn't do his job? Zakhtiran, because it's not less than Goyish Chometz that the Gemara says in Nafyulid. We you have to make a hecker, you might come to eat it. I want to point out something interesting in parentheses, very interesting. Over there, Abu Mashal, you don't get rid of the Goyish Chometz, you put a machitza about it. That's what everyone does, that's what Klai Yisrael does. You sell the Chometz to Goy, you put up a wall, you put up a machitza about it, right? Over here, we're telling the guy to go get rid of it. What's the difference? It says Balbatish. Over there, when it's Goyish Chometz, you can't get rid of it, it belongs to the Goy. You sold your spaghetti to the Goy. So where does he put up a machitza? Over here, we're at Yiddish HaChometz, where Batsim, he has a chiyuv to get rid of it. So here, that chiyuv of putting up a machitza is mechayu to get rid of it, not just to put up a machitza. By the way, that's a Baal Batish Zach. Because the Ran takes this interesting Zach. The Ran copies a Gemara over from the Avot, where the other Gemara doesn't say you get rid of the Goyish HaChometz, it says you put up a machitza. Because of a hacker, by the way. Just a hacker. And over here, what does the Seicher do? The Seicher doesn't put up a machitza, he gets rid of it. But what Teretz is, that over there, you don't get rid of it because it's the Goyish HaChometz. You don't have a right to get rid of it. It's not going to heal. Over here, with Yiddish HaChometz, anyway, it has to be gotten rid of. He's supposed to get rid of it. So you get rid of it. You go a step further. It means the Shem Yovel Achloi is Mechayev, you a drop more. That's all. That's what the Ran means to say. The Moshe wanted a Taina, Mori Tekazach. He wanted a Taina, so we have a world war between Rabbeinu David and the Ran. I'm going to expand in a shocking way in a minute. We have Machlokes over here between the Ran and Rabbeinu David. When the Masker doesn't do his Chiyuv, why does the Seicher have to do it? According to Rabbeinu David, it's because he has the Chiyuv Bedikas Chometz. It's Rishus Ekoi. Just was a Sulei Paka. But say, if the guy didn't do it, I do it. The Ran doesn't say that. The Ran goes, Mimech Rekov Yilach, Mimech Zegwaran Davov. Why is he answer like Rabbeinu David? He should say, Pasha, that the Horizon, when the Masker doesn't do it, we go back to the side of the Seicher. Psach HaKol was nothing more than a Sulei Paka. The Ran argues, Ran holds Sulei Paka, Sulei Paka. What is this? This is like Goyish HaChometz. When you have Chometz in your house, you have to put a Mechitza. Oh, yeah, you can do better than a Mechitza. You get rid of it. I want to for a Boshri Tanah to the Kazakh. There's a Boshri Nafkamina. A guy moves into a house in the morning of the 14th, and he heard the Masker didn't do his job, which is the Shah of the Gemara. So the Seicher has to go to the Bidikas Chometz. Very interesting Shah. Yes, he makes a Brocha? Does he make a Brocha? Does he make a Brocha? I have an interesting Shah. A guy who has Goyish Chometz in his house. Yeah? He makes a Brocha when he puts up the Mechitza with his sticker over there, Nimkar Lagoy? Of course not. It's not a takana bedikas chametz. It's a gzeirah. It's a hecker. It's a shami yovelachla. It's a bedikas tolaim. By the way, I go. It's nothing more than that. It's a precaution. It's not a takana bedikas chametz. The chazal made a drabona dekat takana. That the mask is supposed to do. The seicher is off the hook. By the way, the seicher has to put up a machitz. He has to get rid of it because he has chametz in his house. This is what I call the lowest level inyan of beer chametz. It's not when the guy puts up a machitz for a guy. He's not going to go make a brocha, right? Because it's not a takana bedikas chametz. So Moshe wanted a taina. I saw last night also that Achrayim speak about this, whether I make a bracha or not. According to the Ran, the Seicher is not going to make a bracha. He's not doing the takana bedikas chometz. At Kan, a very clear machlekes between the Ran and the Rabbeinu David, and what is this Gemara about?
It's also written.
What do you say?
It's It's not a new gzera.
It's the regular chiyuv of bdikas chametz, which the sefer should have done, but it was a sul epoka. You didn't hear what I said. It's not a random gzera. It's the regular gzera of bdikas chametz that the gemara had at tzad. Not the gemara had at tzad. The gemara paskin the sefer does it. Just the masker had the chiyuv. It's sul epoka. You're forgetting. No, but that's not a new takana. That wasn't a new takana, by the way. I never said it was a new takana, by the way. I said that it's part of the greater takana. They have to get rid of chametz shei Yisrael. It does make a difference. It's part of the original takana. It's wrong. I never said such a thing that it's a brand new takana. That's not what I said. I said that it's a din that you have to get rid of chametz shei Yisrael as part of the greater takana. It's not a new takana, by the way. It's not a new takana. It's the regular takana. And if the maske doesn't do it, the sefer. I'm talking about regular legal chametz. I want to go back to it. Klapi, Hold on. Klapi madvam amur. Listen to what I'm saying now. Very, very deep. Right. I want to take this zach to a different level. Listen. The Gemara over here says, listen to what I'm saying now. I want to say shocking read. I want to hear what the Elam agrees and disagrees, and then we can fight about it, and argue about it, and tumble about it. I want to take this machlekes as a ran or Rabbeinu to a different place completely. The Gemara over here says, l'may nafkamina. Call in the maskir. Go from Arayin, ask him, what'd you do? He did it, he didn't do. The Gemara says, the Shiley. The Gemara says, he's not around. Gone. Went to Orlando. Yeah? It makes sense. A guy who doesn't do bedikah goes to Orlando. Yeah? It's a different topic. Yeah? What? It's one chativa achas. Yeah? It's an escape from Yom Tov. Yeah? Akoponim, don't take it personal. Yeah, Akoponim. I just have to say that. Listen carefully. So the guy's not around. Listen carefully now. This Gemara is a mocker for big raid in Shas. In fact, the Ron over here in the back, I asked you to see. The Ron says, B'shaile, 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 although the Gemara in the Sofik is a Cheskos HaBaldik or it's not Cheskos HaBaldik? Do we name on? It's a Chazaka. We take on. By the way, this Chazaka is some sort of roiv. This Chazaka is some sort of roiv. It's a Cheskos HaBaldik. We take on that people do a B'dika, correct? Listen carefully. Fekta Hakasha, Fekta Ran, why are you asking the guy? What do you mean, my nafkamina? Why should I go ask him? Yeah, on the tzad that it's Cheskos HaBaldik, I'm done. I realize. The Gemara says, my nafkamina, who cares if it's Cheskos HaBaldik or not? Ask the guy. What do you mean, who cares? If it's Cheskos HaBaldik, so we know. We can take on. We can name on. We can pask him. We can rely. He did the bedikah. We're done. Why'd I have to call the guy in and ask? The Gemara says, Zokta Ran, an international Yusayit over here, that you can't rely. If you're able to be Mavar, and if you're able to ask, you can't rely on the Chazaka. And he stalls it to an international Zach that the Rif says in Chulin that the Moshul, the din is that if you find the behemoth Shchuta, you find the behemoth that was Geshacht, and you don't know if it was done properly or not. So, Roiv people who Shech are Mumchim. Most people who do Shchita know what they're doing. Says the Rif in Chulin, but if the Sheikh is around, ask him, call him in, and you don't rely on the Roiv. So the Ran over here takes this Gemara and goes international. International. He says, stay in this Gemara. And even B'makam, we have a chazaka over here, the chazaka is a cheskas evaduk. If you can clarify, don't rely on it. Shakin zach, don't rely on it. Don't rely on it. You don't rely on things. If you can ask, you can ask. And the Ran goes in and takes it and takes it and makes it global. He says that in cases where you have a shchita, where we roiv mitzui, it's a shchita mumchim. Most people are mumchim. If you can ask, you have to ask. Hazei shteit over here in the Ran. Mavol tikazach. And he built it out of this Gemara. The Beis Yosef over here, he asked the Kasha, and now, why don't you take out the Beis Yosef that I printed out for you today in the Mamre Kremes? We need to start very, very deep a raid that this Beis Yosef has effects in one of the big machlekes in Ishas. Not the Mamre Kremes. Beis Yosef asks, the Beis Yosef over here is not far away. Zayin. The Intoimar, okay? Ki Isa Lamaskir Kamon, am I Shalina Le, Velo Yisam Chirana Chazaka? In fact, the Beis Yosef Akasha, hello, every time you have a behemoth that's shech, you don't check every treifus. There's a whole list of treifus that an animal could be treif. All types of things inside that. We don't check. We take on the animals. Most animals are not treif. The chazaka, that's okay. The chazaka. We don't say, go check. You can check. You could delay the process. Unfold the animal and go check from every inch of the animal, every centimeter, and go find it. We don't do that. What happens over here? There's an Indian to check. We rely on chazakas.
Yesh lemar, look inside. The shani behemah she becheskes ksheir mishanol. The animals have a chazaka that they're not treifus. That's the status quo. Al bayis kol hashana becheskes ein abadiku. But a house has a cheskes iser that it's ein abadiku. So the Beis Yosef takes a different approach to our Gemara. Beis Yosef doesn't take the approach of the Ran that says, we learn out from here, you have to check. The Ran over here learned out a global din, you have to check, finished. The Beis Yosef says, no, normally you don't have to check. Normally you let it rely on Chazakas. He's not saying like the Ran. It's Bosepis over here. Over here he says, no, over here there's a Cheskas Yisr. Because the house is in a state of Einar Baldik. Atkan Divrei Beis Yosef, and that's why Dafka over here you have to check. So the Ran took out from our Gemara a Yisoy that whenever you could check, you could check. The Beis Yosef says it can't be, because it's not true. I'm like, well, but we don't check it, even if you could check. You could check the animal, you could check for trafers, you can go. Alamai over here is different, because the house is in the Cheskas Shein of Otik. Zakhtar Morgan Avram, in Tof Lamed Zayin, Sifkan Dalet, on the sheet that I just brought you. Why is it vertical? Says the Morgan Avram, Aval Hacha Kol Hashana Hoya B'Cheskas Chametz. He had a Chazaka, that was Chametz the whole year. On the sheet that I just brought you on the bottom, Morgan Avram, Simon Tof Lamed Zayin, Sifkan Dalet, he brings down this Beis Yosef. You use the place, you live there. Atkan, Beseisus Kasha with Beseisus Teretz, Akasha and Agamara with the Teretz. In our case, it's worse because there's a Cheskas Chametz. As I state, Morgan Avram. The story is like this. This Beis Yosef came along with Shmaitza that I printed out for you on the new sheet now, Shmaitza Vav Perkei. I'm going to tell you this by heart. And then I brought the Shmaitza, you can learn it tonight inside, word for word. I want to speak out by heart what happened over here, one of the great controversies, and then we'll come back. Listen carefully. You all know the din is, that Eid Echor is Nehman B'Yisurim. What's Eid Echor Nehman B'Yisurim? You come home, and you eat supper. How do you know it's kosher? Your mother said that it's kosher. Eid Echor Nehman B'Yisurim. When is Eid Echor Nehman B'Yisurim not believed? There's one place where Eid Echor Nehman B'Yisurim is not believed, but it's Chazak Yisura. Eid Echor is not believed to go up against the Cheskas Yisur. What's the classic case of Cheskas Yisur? If the Gemara says in Yevamos, what's the classic case where Eid Echor is not believed? By Tevel. Classic case is, you have Tvua, that is Tevel. You weren't mafish Truma from it. It was Badai Osir. And Eid Echor came along and said, you could eat it because there were mafish Truma. That's cool. The Eid Echor is going up against the Cheskas Yisur because the Tvua was Badai Tevel. It was Badai Osir to eat. And now the Eid Echor is saying that the guy was Mafresh Truma, so that's called an Eid Echor going up against Ischazik Yisur. He's not believed. Eid Echor is not believed to clash with the Cheskas Yisur. If the thing was Badei Osir, and the Eid Echor says it was a Tikkun, he's not believed to clash with the Cheskas Yisur. He's not Neman. Broke out one of the famous Machlekes in Shach and Taz, and the Shmaitz over here, Shmaitz of Operke, brings it down by Herchova. You'll learn it inside today. I'm saying it by heart. A fascinating Machlekes. So when an Eid Echor comes along and says that the Bailam was Mafresh Truma from the Tevel, he's not believed, because he's clashing with the Cheskas Yisur. Says the Ramah, and the Shmaitzer quotes him, in Yeradeya, Simon Kuchov Zayin, what happens if I have a Yerech of an animal? What's a Yerech of an animal? I have the back of the animal, where there's a Gid HaNosha, and the Shiloh was the Gid taken out or not? That means I have a Yerech of an animal, have the back, I think in English it's called a sirloin, have the back of the animal, and you're only allowed to eat it if you take out the wallet to get on Asher. Ashkenazim don't eat it because we don't rely on the Nikra Gid, but the Sfaradim do. And an Eid Echor comes along and says, I know they took out the Gid. And they took out the Gid on Asher. We don't know exactly where the Gid on Asher is. The guy says, I saw the guy take it out, an expert Menacher. He was Menacher, the Gid took it out. Says the Ramah is not believed because it's a Schazik Yisura. It was Badei Yisur over here. It was Vade Yisur here, and the Eid Echor is saying that the Gid was taken out. So the Eid Echor is clashing with a Vade Yisur. As I state in the Ramah, the Ramah said that the Eid Echor, same way Eid Echor is not believed to say that you are Machvis Truma. Likewise, the Eid Echor is not believed to say that the guy took out the Gid, because there was a Vade Gid in the Yerech. The Yerech, the thigh of the animal, had a Gid inside of it, and you're saying it went out. That's called clashing with Cheskas Yisur. Comes along the Hilge Taz. Everything I'm saying is printed in the Shmaitzer, but I want to explain it at length. Come along to Taz and says it's a mistake. Why? Tevel, the Tevel itself is awesome. Isn't that beautiful lumbus? So when I come along and say the Tevel became Mutter, I'm saying the Tevel underwent the transformation. The Tevel went from Isser to Heter. That's called the Eirachot is clashing with Isser. That's called the Eirachot is clashing with Isser, because the Tevel is Be'etzem Osser. When you have a Yerech, and you have a Gid inside of it, the Yerech itself is Mutter. It was Mutter, it always was Mutter. What am I saying? I'm saying that the Gid left the Yerech. So, I'm not transforming the Yerech from kosher to treif. The Yerech was kosher till now, and it stayed kosher. Just was a shadow that there was something there. I said it went out. So, I didn't say that something that was usser became mutter. I didn't say that something that was usser became mutter. I said that the isser and the isser was always usser. The heter was always heter. I said they separated ways. When I come along and say that the isser and the heter separated ways, that's not cool, says the Hele Gataz, that I'm clashing with the Cheskas Isser. You know what he says? He gives a mashal. You'll see the mashal tonight. The mashal that the Taz gives is, let's say I have a cholent of a piece of kosher meat and trefer meat, which is vade in the bowl. I have a bowl. I know for sure there's one piece of trefer meat, one piece of kosher meat. A Nechut comes along and says, this is kosher and this is tref. Is that called going up against his Chazik Isser? You hear the mashal? I have a bowl of cholent, and I have a taruvah, I have a mishach of a kosher and treif, and I don't know which is which. And Echad says, I know, this is the kosher, this is the treif. That's called clashing with his chazak yisurah. He's not clashing with his chazak yisurah. He's identifying the kosher is this, the treif is that. I'm not coming up against his chazak yisurah. When I have tevel that was vadeh osur till I do the hafrasha, I'm taking a zak which is bechefza osur, and I'm saying it's mutter. So the isser became mutter. So I'm clashing with a cheskas isser. I'm saying something that... You never heard this before, right? You heard this one sentence? No. Yeah? So I'm taking something that had a vadai cheskas isser, and I'm transforming it. That's called clashing with a cheskas isser. Over here, when I have two pieces of meat, I'm saying they separated. I'm not clashing with anything. I'm saying this is this. This was heter, it's always heter. I'm saying this is the zach that was always mutter. So when I say that the gid hanasha went out of the yerech, I'm saying this is the yerech which was always mutter, and the gid hanasha left. That's not called I'm clashing with the cheskas isser. Azay zok tatas. The shach argues. The shach and the kudas hakesef over there, often art over there. The shach argues and he says no. Since you had one piece of a yerech, and in this one piece of a yerech there was a gid, and the yerech in its totality was usser because you didn't know where the gid was, that's called you clashing with the cheskas isser. And it is doing with the devil. And it's called this Chazik Isura Bahai Chaticho. He says that by two Chatichos, the story of the Cholent, over there never was a piece that was Vadei Osir. Because this piece was kosher and this piece was treif. So the piece that was kosher never had a problem. It was two separate pieces. Mashenkein in the Yerech, in the thigh of the animal, where there was a Gid HaNasha, this piece was treif because there was a Gid HaNasha inside of it. Famous machlekes between the Shach and the Taz, when I have a Cheftza, one Cheftza that's treif because of something inside of it, and I take it out, is that called clashing with a Cheskas Isser, or it's doing it to two pieces of meat which are separate, and I say this is kosher, this is treif. Comes along the Shmaitza and he says, I have a riot to this machlekes. He says, the Shmaitza, I have a riot to this machlekes. You know what the riot that the Shmaitza brings? The Heilige Ktzeis HaChoshen in his sixth Shever Brachos. What did he say when he was 13? Says the Shmaitza, 14, 15. Yeah, not more than that. He said he wrote it when he was a kid. Zok the Shmaitza, I have a riot to the machlekes of the Shach and the Taz, our Beis Yosef. Our Beis Yosef says that the reason why you have to go check, quote unquote, is because there's a cheskas isser here. Where's the cheskas isser? You have a house, and there was chametz in the house. So when somebody comes along now and says, so I want to go ahead and know, should I rely on the cheskas baltic? So we say no check, because the house has a cheskas isser. Where's the cheskas isser? The house is the house. The chametz is the chametz. So when I come along and I take on, what am I taking on? I'm taking on that the chametz left the house, correct? So what am I saying? That the chametz left the house. When I say the chametz left the house, is that called clashing with the cheskas isser? Says the Heilige Shmaitza, saying that the chametz left the house is like saying that the gid left the yerech. And the same way that if the taz is correct, that saying that a gid departed from the yerech saying that a git departed from the Erech is not called the Cheskas Isser, because I'm not clashing with an Isser, I'm separating the Isser from the Heter. The Heter was always Mutter and the Isser was always Mutter. So when I say, when I utilize the Cheskas Botik to say that the Chometz departed from the house, I'm not clashing with the Cheskas Isser. What am I saying? I'm not saying that the Isser became Heter, I'm saying the Isser moved on. The same way I say that the git moved on from the thigh to the garbage, I say the chametz moved on from the house to what it called. So where am I clashing with the cheskas isser? I'm not talking about the house. I'm talking about the chametz moved on. The chametz moved on from one place to another. The Melech says the shmeitza, our Beis Yosef, is a raya muchachas, that even when you're not coming up directly against a cheskas isser, and all you're talking about is, did the isser leave the heter? Did the isser depart from the heter? Even if that's true, that's only, if you're right, then the Beis Yosef wouldn't have made any sense over here. As a fact, the Shmaitza. If you look in the last paragraph on the sheet that I just brought you, we have a chazaka that the Gid Anash is still there. The last paragraph before the Morgan Avram, we're not talking about the house, we're talking about the chametz, and all you're saying is the chametz left. That's like saying that the gid left. And if the Taz is right, that when an Erech comes along and says that the gid departed from the Erech, that's not called the cheskas isser, says the Heilige Shmaitza, says the Heilige Ktzais, saying that the chametz departed from the house is not called going up against cheskas isser, because I'm not competing with the cheskas isser. I'm saying the chametz and the house parted ways. Ad kan divrei hashmaitza. Ad kan divrei hashmaitza. Ad kan divrei hashmaitza. Now, slowly. Ad kan divrei hashmaitza. The shmaitza said that this Beis Yosef over here on our Gemara that said that the reason why you have to go ask the guy is because there's a cheskas isser only stems according to the shach, not according to the taz. Ad kan divrei hashmaitza. B'chayra, it depends. It depends. What did the Beis Yosef mean when he said there's a cheskas isser? So look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham that I printed you on the bottom says, "Aval hacha kol hashana haya becheskas chometz." The whole year there was a cheskas, there was chometz there. How did the Magen Avraham quote the Beis Yosef? Magen Avraham quoted the Beis Yosef that there was a cheskas isser because there was a chazaka, there was chometz there. Says the Heilige Shmaitza, okay, there was a chazaka that there's chometz there. Now the Chazaka came along, Baltic said the chametz moved on. Where am I clashing with the cheskas isser? You have a chazaka that says there was chametz there. Okay, so what was chametz there? Now the cheskas Baltic comes along and says the chametz moved on, the chametz left. Where's that called clashing with the cheskas isser? Is the Heilige Shmaitza understood that the Beis Yosef meant to say that the cheskas isser means because there's vadei chametz there? There's vadei chametz there. That's mamish the story of the gid. There was a vadei gid in the piece of meat, and the Erech came along and said that the gid traveled, the gid moved on. That's not called clashing with the cheskas isser, that's called separation. I'm not going up against the cheskas isser, I'm not changing a cheskas isser. I'm saying that the source of the isser departed. That's not called Erech clashing with the cheskas isser. It could be, we're not coming to argue on a ktzais, but it could be, if you look at the lashon of the Beis Yosef, that's not what the Beis Yosef said. Beis Yosef didn't say that the cheskas isser was because there was chametz in the house. Beis Yosef says a different word in Gansin. What's the lashon of the Beis Yosef? Beis Yosef's lashon is, Avo bayis kol hashana b'cheska she'enoi baduk. The house is in a status of not gechecked. Yeah, Vaisenoyu? Beis Yosef doesn't say that the cheskas isser of the house was that there was vadei chametz here. Beis Yosef is a kamad arisha. Look in the lashon. The cheskas she'ena bodek. The cheskas isser was the house is not in a state of bedika. What do you mean? To state a big raid. We spoke out the last 3 days that it's mefurish in the Gemara of Sechir Maskir that the chiyah bedikas chametz is on the house. What's the ultimate raya of that? A raya she'ena le'atshuva? Because the Gemara learns out from mezuzah. But the Gemara wanted to bring a very weird Gemara. The Gemara learns out who's chayv and bedikas chametz from mezuzah. He stated on them that avada and avada stated the chayv bedikas chametz is vekeshtelt on the house. I want to say chidushim gedolim ad moed. If the chayv bedikas chametz is on the house, so what the Beis Yosef meant to say wasn't that there's a cheskas isser on the house because the vadei chametz went in. By the way, that's how the Morgan Avraham quotes the Beis Yosef. I'm having the audacity to be Matzia, Ulai, not, that's not trying to be Beis Yosef, because Beis Yosef doesn't say what the Magen Avraham says. Beis Yosef said a different chazaka. Beis Yosef said the house was in a state of Einar Bodok. Vegin Hakasha, who's talking about the house. The Reto Vegin, the house. We're talking about Chometz. Staten Beis Yosef, a different word. That when the Beis Yosef said you're clashing with the Cheskas Yisr, he didn't mean you're clashing with the Cheskas Yisr because there was Vade Chometz here. He meant to say that Bedikas Chometz is a din on the house. The house needs a Bedika. Every house, until you do a Bedika, is in a status that you didn't do a Bedika. So the Cheskas Yisr that we're handling over here is not that there was Vade Chometz here. The Cheskas Yisr is that the house is in a status of Einar Bodek. That's the Fergin, the house. Since when did the house become a player over here? The house is relevant. The house is a chalais halacha. We're talking about getting rid of the chametz. The teretz is, this Beis Yosef is the ultimate raya that the din of bedikas chametz is a chalais din on the house. There's a chalais din on the house that the house has to be boduk. And when I have a handle rai about whether the house was boduk or not, says the Beis Yosef something nothing less than astounding. We put the house back on its last known status that it wasn't boduk. The house wasn't boduk, it's called the halachic status. Who's talking about the house? The only status is, was there chametz there? There wasn't chametz there. You tell me no. The house was in a state of Einar Bodek. Who cares what the house was? We're handling the house. The teretz is that the din of bedikas chametz, like we proved from mezuzah, is a chalois din on the house. The house has to be a boduk dikka house. So you want to use the cheskas boduk to go tell me that the house was boduk. Zokta Beis Yosef, the house has a status of Einoi Bodek. The house is a Cheskas Yisr. What's the Cheskas Yisr over here? The Cheskas Yisr is not that there was Vadei Chometz in the house. The Cheskas Yisr is that you want to say the house was checked, the house wasn't checked. I repeat again. You ask me, why do I care about the house? Since when the house has a halachic status, it's din on the gavra to go check for Chometz. The answer is no, it's a halachic din in the house. And the title is the house a gecheck the house? Was it gecheckt? Was it checked or wasn't checked? The Cheskas Yisr is that the house is not bought because it's chalois din on the house. And Mela, Beis Yosef didn't mean to say that the Cheskas Yisr is because we knew for sure chametz penetrated to the house. Beis Yosef meant to say that you have a shadow whether this house was checked or not. The house has a status of Einar Bodek. Now, this Yisrael of Beis Yosef only makes sense, like I just said, if the chalois din is on the house. If there's no din on the house, b'chal, the whole din of Bedikas Chometz is on the gavra. A statement of, what do you mean the house has a halachic status of being checked or not checked? It's not a chalais din on the house, b'chal. If he's there, if that's true, so it's b'chal, not doing to the story of the Gid. In the story of the Gid, the Yerech never became usur because there was a Gid there. The Yerech was mutter, mikadma dana, the Yerech was mutter from Bereshit Bara, the Yerech was mutter, it stayed mutter. Just in the middle of the Yerech, there was a Gid that got lost there. In the middle of the Yerech, there was a Gid that got lost. In the middle of the Yerech, there was a Gid that got lost in the Chalot of the Yerech. Did it leave? Didn't it leave? Chas v'shalom, over there the Taz says, that's not called him clashing with a Cheskas Yisurah. The Yerech was mutter, it stayed mutter. The Gid was usur, it stayed usur. I said they parted ways. What are you going to tell me? No, you're changing the status of the Yerech? The Yerech was ever usur? Mitzat atzmoy? No. So I'm not clashing with a Cheskas Yisur. Zokta Abba by Chometz. So said the Helig Yishmaitz, said the Helig Yitzayz. Chometz also. The house is a clean house. The shalos where the Chometz penetrated to the house. Zokich, no. The Nidin is not the Chometz. The Nidin is the house. The shalos was, is the house, Mekuyim in the house, the din of Bedika. The house was Osir. The house was Osir? I'll say the Lashon of the Shmaitz. The house was Osir? The Yerech was Osir? The answer is no. The Yerech was always Mutter. The house was Osir. How could a house become Osir? Because the house was in a state of Einoi Bodek. It's very shayach that the Yisoid of the Beis Yosef has no shaykhs b'chal to the machlekes of the Taz Nashach. Now here, we have a huge machlekes because the Helig Yitzayz said before it's not like that. The Yitzayz was Toila, the Chiddush of the Beis Yosef, in the machlekes of the Shach and the Taz, whether such a thing is called Keneged Chazik Yisur or not. And I'm suggesting that it depends what the Helig Beis Yosef meant. If the Beis Yosef meant like the Morgan Avraham, that the Cheskas Yisr is because Chometz went in, that's like the Gid going into the Yerech. But then we never change the status of the house. The house was always mutter, just this Chometz in the house, so get the Chometz out of it. That's not called him clashing with anybody's status. But if the Beis Yosef meant what his Lashon says, but if the Beis Yosef meant to say his Lashon, what was his Lashon? His Lashon was that the house was in a state of Einar Bodek, is Aleph. That's a raya. That the halachas of Bedikas Chometz are dinim in the house. And then he meant to say something else completely. He meant to say the house was in a state of enoy baltik, was a chaloyz din in the house. So the house was asur, quote unquote, and now you're saying the house is mutter. That's a direct hit against the house. That's called clashing with a cheska sisser. So the agenda of bedika is not did the chametz leave the house. The agenda is did the house become baltik? I repeat. The agenda wasn't did the chametz leave the house. That's takodema to get an usher. The agenda was did the house become a baltik dika house? And in Melo, the fizeh, there's no riot to the machlegas of the Taz and the Shach if the Beis Yosef meant to say not the way the Magen Avraham quoted him. One second. We're not talking about the chesed baltik over here. Over here, there's no chazaka of the house. You know where is that? Oh. Zogir. That's Emes Lamita Shal Torah, maybe. Why maybe? Because the Beis is not like that. Okay? But the Lashon of the Beis is not Mashma like the Magen Avraham. Beis is Mashma meant something else. The Beis didn't like that. Yeah. I'm not coming to say a pshat against the Beis. I'm coming to say that the Beis didn't learn the way I'm suggesting. Okay? That's what I came to say. But all this raid, all this big raid about what is the case of the Gemara is totally on the Machlekes of Rabbeinu Dovid and the Ran, the Azra's Dvarai. This Yesoid that we're being Mechadish, that the Beis Yosef said that the house was in a state of Isser, because the house was in a state of Enoi Baduk, only makes sense if the Chiyuv HaBedikah is on the house. So then I don't dan up where the Chometz is. I dan up what's the state of the house. Is the house Baduk or Enoi Baduk? Hamei Vinyavel Amito Shal Teira, that's only according to Rabbeinu David, that the topic that we're handling is the regular classic B'dikas Chometz. I go back to what I started with. Rabbeinu David asked the Kashan and said, "Was Jason Kopp the Sechus asking? The Masker should do it. The Sechus is scot free. The Masker drops. What did Rabbeinu David say? No, when the Masker doesn't do it, we go back to the Chiyuv of the Sechus. So the Gemara's handle arai is the regular classic B'dikas Chometz. B'dikas Chometz is done on the house. But according to the Chedusha Aran, and the Ran in the back who says that the Sechus is potter from B'dikas Chometz, the Sechus is potter from B'dikas Chometz. Why is he potter from B'dikas Chometz from all Abbas of B'dikas Chometz? Why is he potter? Zok the Ran, because the Masker's job to do it. So what's called the handler of the Gemara? What are we handling about the Sechur? Says the Ran, it's not less than a guy who has Goyish HaChometz in his house, we have to put up a Mechitza. That din is din on the Bayis, or is it din on the Gavra? The Bad on the Gavra. That's not the din of B'dikas Chometz. That's not a din that the house needs to be Baldik. I'd rather have a Rahayu, because you don't clean out the house. You leave it there just to put up a Mechitza. So that din of Chemtzei Shonachwi, which requires a Mechitza, is about to not a Chalois din in the house, correct? It's a din on the Gavra to get rid of the Chometz or to make a Heker. That's Dayma Tiyarech. So if the Pshat of the Beis Yosef is the way we're saying, that the reason why over here it's called a Cheskas Isser, without entangling ourselves in the Machlekes of the Taz and the Shach, because it's a Chalois din on the Bayis, that only makes sense if the din that we're talking about is the classic din of B'dikas Chometz, which is on the Bayis. But if we're talking about a newfangled din of Chemtzei Shonachwi, we need to put up a Bechitza. Like I said earlier, over here it's a little bit more than a Bechitza. Over here you get rid of it because it's Chemtzei Shisrael. But it's not the din of B'dikas Chometz. That's on the Masker's din. But it's a din, also Hecker. You shouldn't have Chometz around in your house. By the way, not me din Yisrael, me din Goy. You know, don't have Chometz in your house. Get rid of it, put up a wall. That's about the not a Chalois din in the house getting bothered. It's about the Havariah, because by Goyish Chometz you don't get rid of it. Nor was it's din of the Gavra. You might come to eat it, so don't leave it around. Make a Hecker. Avad and Avad over there, you don't have a Cheskas Isser. There the child is, did the Chometz leave it? Did the Chometz didn't leave? There Avad, it's connected to the Machlekes, the Taz and the Shach. It's Lechoyra, this Machlekes of the Beis Yosef, this din of the Beis Yosef, which the Shmeitzer was totally in the Machlekes, Taz and Shach, and I want to come along and say that we have a Machlekes over here between the Beis Yosef and Morgan Avram, what the Beis Yosef meant to say. That's totally Lechoyra, this Machlekes of Benadov and Duran. What is our Sugi about? That's one Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina. So one Nafkamina is Brachus. Another nafkamina is this big machlekes of is there a cheskas isser on the house or handling the chametz. Another nafkamina is one of the big yisaidis meseches psachim that we're going to talk about at length on daf tes and daf yud, but it's time to mention it now. I'm going to be machshav on this tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, but I want to put it on the table. The Ram Chalav over here asked the kasha was famous because the Shaar HaMelech asked the kasha way before the Ram Chalava came out. The Ram Chalava is a recent development, about 50 years ago. And Ram Chalava over here, asked Akasha, which you'll see tomorrow in the Kovitz. Right there? You don't see it in the Kovitz? It's the main Rishon HaMsochim, Ram Chalava. Yeah, it was a big find when I was a bacher. It came out from a Ksav Yad. He asks all the good kashas besides Rabbeinu Dovid. Yeah, we'll see, Mr. Shem. Ram Chalav over here, it's in the Krivitz. Yeah? Ram Chalav over here asks a famous kasha. He asked the Gemara Zevitz, a kasha which, by the way, the Sharmelch already asked 20 years ago. Listen carefully. The Gemara over here has a suffix, a skos abodic, and a skos abodic. We don't know. You have a suffix. People do it, they don't do it. In fact, Ram Chalav, the big idea was that a Rishon asked the kasha. What do you mean? We pass it all over Shas. Suffolk did about all the kula. We're talking about a case with those bittel over here. Nobody was over by Yerah. And the shadow over here was, did you do the Rabbanu Tekken then? He had a Suffolk. The guy moves in, a Sechem moves in. He goes to the Rav. Should I rely on the masker? Should I rely on the masker? What happened to good old Suffolk did about all the kula? But Mekel, Suffolk did about all the kula. So there's a Ram Chalava tomorrow that you'll see inside. He says a Teretz. Tomorrow we're going to see this little piece about the Ram Chalav, and then we're going to see the whole Gemara. There's a whole Gemara over here, the whole Shaka Matar, which you have to talk about. And, among other things. And Ram Chalav says a Teretz, which we'll see. The Achronim, the Sharmelech, others want to say a monumental Teretz to this Kasha. We're going to see later on, Daf Tes, that there's a famous Magid Mishnah. There got to be other things. There's Gemara's later on, Daf Tes, Daf Yud, with there's all types of cases of sfeikis and sfeikis and something like that. One of the cool and sfeikis, there's a lesson of the Magid Mishnah, which I'll print out for you tomorrow also. Magid Mishnah says a line that shook the world. Bidikas chametz ala sfeik nitka. I repeat, I'll print you out the Magid Mishnah for tomorrow. Bidikas chametz al hasfeik nitka. Bidikas chametz, the whole bidikas chametz was a sfeik. You know for sure there's chametz there. So the Magid Mishnah said a klal that the din of sfeik there, one of the cool, wasn't said by bidikas chametz. Yeah, nice enough. The klal, the suffix, the one of the kula, wasn't something like something. There's a kasha on the Gemara over here. What's the whole Gemara about here? Cheskaz about the not cheskaz about it. We haven't said maybe the guy's a chover. He's not a chover. He did it. He didn't do it. So the one of the kula. Says the Achronim, says the Shah Melech already. That we've got to have a yestoyim, medikas chomet, medikas chomet, ala suffix, nitkin, the whole medikas chomet is the suffix. So all the dinam was fakers, was fakes, fakes, and suffix, the one of the kula, weren't said medikas chomet, because the whole thing is a suffix. And Rabbanan said, do medik anyway. So the Rabbanan said, what are you talking about? Suffolk the Kula? No. The din of Bidikas Chometz is when you have the Suffolk, do it. Very Gishmak and Teretz. Fine. And that's the answer to the Kash over here. Suffolk the Rabbanan Kula, you have a Suffolk. Every Bidikas Chometz is a Suffolk. Hagam, that the nature of this Suffolk is different than the regular Suffolk. The regular Suffolk is their Chometz. Over here, the Suffolk is, did the guy do a Bidika? It's a little bit different. Over here, the Suffolk is, did the guy do a Bidika or not? The regular Suffolk is their Chometz there or not? Stark upon him. This teretz also, that the answer to suffolk d'rabbanu l'kula is because all bedikas chametz is a suffolk, also depends on what I started with. According to Rabbeinu David, he asked the kasha and said, hey, the masker should have done it. What did he answer? And the masker doesn't do it. The sechem has to do it. So according to Rabbeinu David, we're talking about classic bedikas chametz. So then I could say, this is sorry, bedikas chametz, al suffolk nitkana, you have a suffolk. But according to the Ran, who says that when the masker is chayav, it's not the sechem's job. So why does the Sefer do it? Because there's a din that if you have chametz in your house, you have to put up a wall. That's not the regular bidikas chametz stuff. It's a din. A guy comes into his house and he has gracious spaghetti over there. Put up a machitza. That's not the din of bidikas chametz. What happens if I have a sofik? What happens if I have a sofik? So you say sofik don't want to look cooler. What do you tell me? No, all bidikas chametz is a sofik. This is not bidikas chametz. This is a technical din that when you have chametz around in your house, you have to put up a wall. Now what happens if I have a sofik if I have chametz around? I did everything, okay? Now the suffix is the chametz around. I have a suffix where there's goyish or chametz around. Suffix about the kula. It's a drabon and bikadin. It's not a drastic. It's a gzera. A bon and said to make a hekri. Shabbat, you have a lachloi. Put up a wall. What happens if I have a suffix? You suffix about the kula. What happens in the international global din of bedikas chametz al hasuffix nitkino? Yeah, that's the takana, bedikas chametz. We're not handling the takana bedikas chametz. We're talking about a local event that a guy has goyish chametz in his house. He has to put up a machitza. Over here, it's yiddish chametz. You have to get rid of it. But it's a gzera, a drabon, not more than that. That doesn't have the yisoid of bedikas chometz. You have to go check all houses. That would be, as I said, three nafkaminas of the Rebbeinu Dovid and the Ran. Why over here are we hacking the seicher a cup to go to bedika? Nafkamina number one is, do you make a bracha? Nafkamina number two is, do we have the big raid of the Beis Yosef to argue on the Shmaitzes riot to the Machlekes Shach and the Taz? What is the nature of what this Gemara is about? And the third nafkamina will be whether or not we have a teretz on the famous kasha, the Ram Chalava. Whether we say over here, Suffolk Yabana Lakula, and the answer is that all Bedikas Chometz are not more than a Suffolk, and therefore the rule of Suffolk Yabana Lakula doesn't apply. That depends whether our Sugi is handling the regular din of Bedikas Chometz or a special Gzeira of Shemi Yavalachloi, not nothing to do with the regular Takana Bedikas Chometz, because it's not the circus job. be Shalom tonight. In the middle of Shulish Havoy.